Who summoned me?
Oh, hi. So, why did you call me here? Wait, no, don't tell me. Let me guess. Porn magazines on the bed? Is that hentai on the computer? Okay, I think I have a pretty good idea of why you called me here. Honestly, you could have been a little more subtle. I mean, how do you expect to get a girlfriend with your room like this? It's fine. I don't really care. Hey, you're not saying anything. What's the matter? Are you freaked out? Are you afraid I'm gonna kill you and eat you? Oh, you didn't think the ritual you found online would actually work. Yeah, I get that a lot. No one really expects me to show up until I show up, and then I'm here. It's too late to take it back, so just enjoy yourself. Am I gonna steal your soul? Honestly, it's kind of annoying that you ask that. No, I'm sorry, but it's a really big misconception that all demons want your soul. I mean, honestly, I find them kind of gross. There are way better forms of payment. Every demon is different, just like every human is different. See, for me, I'm a succubus, so I have a specialization in what I deal with. And while some succubuses take their payment in the form of souls, I prefer a different method. What is it? Well, honestly, why am I even wasting time talking to you? Let me check to see if you have what I want. Come here and let me smell you. Yes, smell you. Fine, I'll go over there. Don't lean back. Just stay still. I'm not gonna kill you. Not yet. I'm joking. Just stay still. Okay, yeah, you have what I want. I mean, I kind of already guessed that you did, just by your room. But yeah, your smell definitely confirms it. You're a total virgin. Oh dear, you're blushing. Don't be so embarrassed. It's completely normal and natural at your age to still be a virgin. Why does it matter? You're so silly. I really thought you would have caught on already. I collect V-cards. That's my payment. I just want to take away your virginity. You look confused. If anything, you should be glad right now. I mean, you want to get rid of your V-card anyway, right? And your virginity is a lot less of a price than your soul. So, if anything, you should be thanking me right now, right? Anyway, human. Oh, do you mind if I call you human? What's your name? That's kind of hard to pronounce. Yeah, no, our demon names are way different than your human names. I don't think I can pronounce your name. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna call you human. What's my name? You should know better than to ask that. Demons never say their names. For good reason, too. If you knew my name, then you would own me. And no offense, I don't think you could handle that. Yeah, I don't really like the thought of being a kept demon. And demons that don't want to be a kept demon, well, there's a history of us killing our masters. Anyway, you don't need to know that, right? You just want to be fucked. So, human, show me what you got. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. See, this is why I love working with virgins. No, it's just, you really grabbed my boob, like, out of nowhere. And with that hand position, what was that? That is the most awkward boob grab I've ever gotten in my entire life. And I've lived for a really long time. See, this is why I only take virginities as payment. You guys are hilarious. Things get so boring and mundane when you've been alive as long as I have. But one thing that never changes is that you guys are just pure comedy. I can't wait to see what you have in store. Oh, and don't take offense if I laugh at you. It's just, this is funny. Anyway, I'm sorry. I can see that you're kind of getting embarrassed. You're blushing. You're shutting down a little bit. I'll take this seriously. Don't you worry. And I promise you'll enjoy yourself. Just, here, let me take control for a little bit. Yes, I just pushed you onto the bed. Don't act so surprised. So what we're gonna do is, you're going to unbuckle your belt. I'm gonna unzip your pants. And we're gonna have some fun. Sound good? Okay. Go ahead. And let me... Perfect. I can tell you're really nervous right now. And I want you to know that everybody's nervous for their first time. You're new. And that's okay. I'm sorry. It's really okay. All right. I'm going to pull down your underwear now. Hey, let go of your underwear. What are you trying to keep it up for? You changed your mind? Are you saying that you don't want to do our deal? Because I don't think you want to not do it. You really want to stop? Okay, well, I didn't want to freak you out before, but I guess now's the time where I have to tell you what happens if you don't keep your side on a deal with the demon. Alright, so basically, if you don't have sex with me, and I don't get the payment of your virginity, I have to take your soul. I'm sorry, but that's the rules. You should have really asked for all the clauses in our contract. I'm surprised that you didn't. I guess you're also a virgin with witchcraft? Yeah, you really delved right into the deep end. Demons are really dark and heavy work. You shouldn't have called me. But it's too late now. You already did. And you already agreed to our deal. So now you either owe me your soul or your virginity. I mean, it's your choice which one you want to keep. I know what most people in your position would pick, though. I mean, look at me. It wouldn't be a burden. Okay, you want to go through with it? You can't nod your head. I need a verbal agreement. An explicit verbal agreement. Say it. Out loud. I want you to say that you want to fuck me. Oh, sorry, couldn't hear that. A little louder, please. There we go. And look, you're even redder than before. You're kind of cute. I wouldn't mind having a pet human like you. Anyway. So go ahead, pull down your underwear. No, now you have to do it. Because you stopped me when I was going to do it. It looks like you were lying when you said you didn't want to do it. I mean, you couldn't have possibly gotten this hard from your agreement to fuck me, and now you're like a rock. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's so cute. You seriously denying that you want to fuck me when, I mean, look at me. Everybody wants to fuck me. I mean, this is how I was made. This is what I was made for. So, I think I know the perfect thing for a newbie like you. I think that if we do traditional sex, it's gonna be a little bit much for you. You seem like the skittish type and overly fragile, if you don't mind me saying. So, leave it up to me, okay? I think you need a slow introduction, and I think you'd regret not having one. Okay? Okay, human. So, I'm just gonna lower myself down onto you. You're gonna feel a lot of warmth and pressure, okay? Okay, you're in. How does it feel? Really wet and hot? Yeah, most virgins don't realize how hot the inside of a female body is. It's way warmer than a mouth. Anyway, are you enjoying yourself so far? You think you'll enjoy yourself more later? Well, that's really cute, but this is where I'm staying. Yes. This is called dickworming. I think you just need to get used to what it's like being inside a woman first. We're not gonna move at all. We're just gonna stay right here. Nice and close to each other. And if you're really good, I might grind on you a little bit. Would you like that? Don't nod. I need verbal agreement, remember? Say it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like that. It's perfect. You're really hard. And it's really cute, but I can feel your dick twinging inside of me. It's so cute. That's also one of my favorite parts. You can't even control that, can you? I wouldn't know, I've never been inside a male body. Either way, I think it's really cute. Okay. I'm gonna get nice and close to you. Alright? I want to look in your eyes and see the lust. Oh, you know, for a human, you're very attractive. Why is it that you haven't taken on a female companion yet? You're too nervous to ask. We need to work on that, don't you think? You need to put yourself out there. I mean, what's the worst they can do? Reject you? That's not so bad, right? I think you should give it a shot. After all, if you're so horny to put your soul on the line just to get laid, maybe a rejection or two isn't the worst thing you've experienced, right? I'm not gonna lie. I'd be really jealous of any girl you were with. Your dick is amazing. Oh. You think I feel good too? Thank you, but I was made for this. The thing that made you for a higher purpose, but this functionality of your body is most wonderful too. Fuck. Oh, darling, what are you doing grinding your hips like that? You know better. Are you supposed to be moving right now? Say it. Are you supposed to be moving right now? No, right? Don't you think you should apologize for breaking the rules? That wasn't really believable. Why don't you try again? Apologize. That's perfect. Good job, baby. Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I call you baby? You know what? Actually, I kind of want some more friction, too. But look at me. If you want to move, you're gonna have to beg for it. Beg, human. What do you want? You want more friction? You're gonna have to beg harder. Oh, you are so cute. Yes, darling, you can move. Oh my goodness. Darling. Stop. Your thrusts are all irregular and I think it's adorable, but you're not gonna get off like that. You have to go like this. Tun, 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 tun. Okay? You're doing tun, 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 tun. It's not very good. I mean, it's good for me, but you're not gonna come. Okay? Okay, so what are you gonna do? Yeah. Oh, God. Just like that. Fuck. This is the most fun I've had in a while. Oh, God. I love you, humans. Oh, you look so cute right now. Wait, huh? Stop, 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 stop. I could tell by the way your dick was stretching, you were getting kind of close. I don't want you to come yet. Let me move, okay? Do you feel the way my hips grind on you? Yeah? I can feel you so deep inside me. You know, us demons, we're not built with a womb. But if I did have one, I'm sure you'd be hitting it right now. Oh, damn. Oh, God. Oh my God, you feel so good. How do you feel this good? Are you sure you're human? Oh. God. Oh. 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 sorry, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to let you go after this. No, it's just, you're too addictive. God. You're like a drug or something. Oh. You know what? Can you be my pet? No, honestly, it's not that bad of a gig. I would take care of you. I promise. Fuck. I could take you to hell. It's kind of nice there sometimes. Or you could stay here. I don't mind. I don't mind coming to you. Fuck. But you wouldn't be allowed to date anyone, okay? That's my only rule. Oh, fuck. Honestly, darling, I don't think you have much of a choice. If I see you with anyone, I might kill them. To think that anybody else would get to feel your dick inside of them. That's blasphemous. Oh, fuck. Darling. Are you getting close? Oh, I can tell by how much your dick is twinging. Agree. Agree or else I won't let you come. Agree. No, no, it doesn't go against our contract. Because technically, you're no longer a virgin. Nothing said I also had to make you come. Again, you're new to demon work, but you should have said that specifically. Now, if you want to come, you have to become my pet, okay? For the rest of your life, or until I get bored with you, okay? So, agree. No, you can't nod. You have to say it explicitly. Are you gonna be my pet? Oh, good job, darling. Oh, okay. Oh, yes, you can move. Good job, darling. Fuck. Oh, my God. I think I'm actually gonna come. This is the first time in, like, 1,000 years one of you humans has been able to make me come. Fuck. Oh, okay. Come, darling. Look into my eyes. Come inside me. To give you a different name, one I can actually pronounce. I know you humans use this for dogs, but how does Fido sound? You don't really get a choice in it, darling. I'm your master. I call the shots. I'm sure you're gonna make a great pet, Fido.